Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 23rd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:30. I'm Brent Allen. We do have pockets of dense fog out there now. Otherwise, look for sunshine later on. Currently sitting at 48 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. One day was enough. The California Faculty Association has agreed to a deal with the California State University system, ending a planned five-day strike after one day. The deal falls short of the 12% general salary increase the union sought for this academic year, and instead provides a retroactive 5% raise to July 1st of 2023, and provides a 5% salary increase starting on July 1st of this year. This means that students at Sonoma State University should plan on being back in class this morning. The Redwood Gospel Mission has secured a second location and will open a new thrift store later on this spring. The 10,000-square-foot space on Southwest Boulevard in Ronard Park will not only have a huge showroom of goods for sale, but will also have a processing center where people can bring their donations. The Gospel Mission currently operates one store on Piner Road in Santa Rosa. Healthcare, war in the Middle East, and former President Donald Trump divided the four candidates for California's U.S. Senate race last night. Democratic Representatives Adam Schiff, Barbara Lee, and Katie Porter, as well as Republican businessman and former Dodgers star Steve Garvey, took to the debate stage at USC. Now, there was no clear winner. The next debate with the same four candidates will be on Monday, February 12th at 7 p.m. A 77-year-old man from Ohio was killed Friday night in a one-vehicle crash in Napa County on the Silverado Trail. Vale Miller was riding as a passenger in a Mercedes-Benz when it went off the roadway into a tree. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver was taken to the Queen of the Valley Medical Center with minor injuries and has not yet been identified. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. While Sonoma County did get a good soaking over the weekend, San Diego bore the brunt of the storm. During a three-hour period, a whopping 3 inches of rain fell at National City, while 2 inches fell at San Diego International Airport. Floodwater swept away vehicles and caused cars to pile on top of each other in parts of San Diego. Several feet of water inundated the Mountain View and South Crest neighborhoods, and multiple highways, including Interstate 15, were shut down.
It's important that you save your vote for the November election. Voting this Tuesday only enables the Republicans in their quest to elect Donald Trump again.
That is not the voice of President Biden. The New Hampshire Attorney General's office says it's investigating a robocall that used artificial intelligence to mimic the president's voice and discourage voters in the state from going to the polls during today's primary election. It was sent to voters on Sunday and appears to be an illegal attempt to disrupt and suppress voting. The Farmhouse Inn out in Forestville has landed on Condé Nast Traveler's gold list for a third time. One of only 75 hotels worldwide to get that designation. Meadowood in the Napa Valley did make the list. The only other California hotel named was Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles. 7:33 at KZST. We need another update on Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll say hello once again to CHP Officer David Duretti. Hello there, David. How are the roads?
Good morning, Brent. Looking good out there still. Moving nicely up in Santa Rosa and Ronard Park. Smooth sailing. No crashes to report on. Still a bit slow, though. Southbound 101 out of Petaluma. Heavy at San Antonio Road for some road construction down there. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this officer David Duretti on KZST.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone. Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa contains the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay and the most beautiful natural stone slabs you'll find anywhere in the USA. Bedrosian's invites you to come in, wander around, to dream, to imagine, to think about what you really want, to visualize your home in new ways. With literally thousands of surface choices, you may appreciate a consultation with one of Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists. They can help you with trends and design tips. What a difference an elegant new kitchen or bath can make. As one of the largest independent tile and stone importers in the United States, Bedrosian's offers great value and selection. For designer looks at affordable prices, shop Bedrosian's Tile and Stone, 700 Stony Point Road, or online at Bedrosian's.com. Bedrosian's.com.
Having a heater problem is bad. Getting someone to look at it can be worse. Not at Same Day Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the North Bay's fastest growing home services company. It's fixed on the same day or you don't pay. Start with our introductory $29 heater tune-up. That's 75% off. Just $29. If you're tired of waiting to hear back from a plumber or furnace company, hit up samedaynorthbay.com today. Always free estimates and second opinions. Samedaynorthbay.com. That's samedaynorthbay.com.
At Staples, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and how about $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more? Offer ends 2/10. See staples.com for more. In sports, Joel Embiid scored a franchise record 70 points, the most in the NBA this season, to lead the Philadelphia 76ers to a 133-123 victory over the San Antonio Spurs last night, and the Warriors take on the Atlanta Hawks at home tomorrow evening. Your forecast: after patchy dense fog this morning, we go mostly sunny for the afternoon with low 60s. Tonight, increasing clouds. There is a chance for showers late. Overnight lows in the 40s. Early rain tomorrow changes to showers through the afternoon. We're planning on about a quarter inch of rain. High should be in the 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you.
We need pie.
What?
My granddaddy always said, if you got a problem that you can't solve, it helps to get out of your head. Pie is good.
It worked for Josh Brolin and Will Smith in Men in Black 3, pie. And today is National Pie Day. Now, pies have been around for thousands of years, and the recipe really hasn't changed much. It's still a pastry that's filled with something, either sweet or savory usually, and served on a plate or in the dish that it's baked in. And do you know the most popular pie in America? You can probably guess that would be apple pie. However, the most popular pie in California is reported to be pumpkin pie. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZSE Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
Just making the most.
Ortiz, KZST. It is 7:41, 47 degrees in Santa Rosa. Some hazy sunshine on the way. Temperatures in the low 60s around wine country. Hot topic of the morning is next.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Head into the new year with more peace of mind and Toyota's legendary reliability. Get to your local Toyota dealer today and shop Toyota's entire lineup of 16 hybrid and electrified vehicles to choose from. Right now, get low 1.99% APR plus $2,500 bonus cash on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 1/31/24.
The Lodge at Pina Road. The Lodge at Pina Road is Santa Rosa's newest assisted living and memory care community. My name is Paul Peck, Director of Resident Development at the Lodge at Pina Road, with some exciting news. We are now open. Come see what the most state-of-the-art senior living community in Sonoma County looks like. Please visit our website, PinaRoadSeniorLiving.com, to schedule your personalized tour today. PinaRoadSeniorLiving.com.
License number 496-804-112.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
All right, we have hot topic of the morning, and this is a weird one. And by the way, if you want to chime in, want to comment, give us a call in the studio, 707-284-1000. You can say yay or nay. Give us your thoughts on this one. So this is a weird one. You are not going to be a grandpa ever. You have no kids at this point. Are you going to have kids?
No.
Okay.
That is not on the horizon.
No kids. Okay. So you will never be called grandpa unless it's, you know, just in a fun name with a friend.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have two kids. They are both with boyfriends, but no kids at this point.
Okay.
So I don't plan on being a grandma for a long time. But you have this story on TikTok. I want you to share it.
Yeah, so apparently this is blowing up on TikTok. A woman, a grandma, went viral with 1.9 million views for sharing a video about how her mother-in-law, actually it's the lady, doesn't want to be called grandma. So the mother-in-law says, I'm not old, I'm not grandma. I want to be something cool, I want to be something hip. So she put out this video with suggestions about what she should be called. So here are some of the ideas for renaming a grandma.
Totally in agree. I agree with her 100%.
All right. You're going to like some of these. So they first suggest mama paired with the last name. So like if your last name is Smith, Mama Smith.
Okay, better than grandma.
So Mama Abrams, that's kind of cool. That worked pretty good. They also liked G-Ma, of course, heard that mom. And then some of the more popular alternatives for grandma, Gigi. Now, in my family, my great-grandmother to my sister's kids was Gigi. And then my mom, who's the grandmother, is Mimi. So we kind of use those. BB, which is also a nickname for Benjamin Netanyahu, so I don't know. That's a great one for grandma.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Momo, that's a pretty good one. And then for grandpa, because, you know, don't forget about the grandpas in this, too. G-Pa or Grand Dude. I like that one.
Grand Dude.
Yeah.
I like that. So,
Grand Dude.
I mean,
and I've got two friends that have kids, Tom and Leanna, or have grandkids, Tom and Leanna, and they go, I love these, Young Ma and Young Pa.
I have never heard.
I think those
heard,
are pretty cool.
Those are great.
Yeah.
I actually do have a thing. I will never be called grandma. I really have a thing about that. Do not like the word. It just makes me feel old. I don't want to be called grandma. So I have come up with another few creative ones, but I like your friends. That's great.
That's good. Those are
Those are great. Yeah. So here's some other suggestions. Instead of grandma, Gam Gam.
Mm.
We have Big Mama. I like that one. Bunny. Babs, Cookie, and Glamma.
Glamma.
Glamma,
ooh,
Grandma.
That's good. I like that.
Glamma. And then here are my actual three faves. So if I was a grandma, I'd want to be called Abba Dabba. Abba Dabba. Hey, Abba Dabba. How about Tootsie?
Okay.
And my absolute favorite, I'm using this when my kids make me a grandma, Queenie.
Mornings on KZST. There's a new queen on the air, and her name is Debbie.
Stop to rush, but an easy twist to dance. Can't find a drink.
up, steady, trying to pick it up like a car. I'm hitting, I'm leaving that latch on, do it until tomorrow, yeah.
Shorty, I can see that you got so much energy.
The way you're twirling up them hips round and round.
There's no reason at all why you can't leave here with me.
In the meantime, stay, let me watch you break it down, hey.
County's KZST. So grandma, no. Glamma, yes. Feel much better. All right, let's check traffic right now. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer David Duretti in our Roanoke Park studio. Good morning. How is traffic?
Good morning, Debbie. We got a crash out on Bennett Valley Road and Carithers. CHP is en route for that one. Looks like a solo vehicle off the roadway. So be advised of that one if you're in the area. Otherwise, not looking too bad. Our slowdowns are starting to form out on the freeway northbound heading into Santa Rosa. I'm going to start slowing at Todd Road on your approach up to Highway 12. Southbound 101 out of Petaluma, still a slow go at San Antonio Road. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Duretti on KZST.
Got prints? Old prints? Really old prints? How many? Just a few? Or boxes and boxes? Now is the time to get everything archived because Shutterbug is offering 20% off print scanning services through January 31st. View, share, and enjoy those vintage images from family vacations and celebrations again. Shutterbug can help. Shutterbug can scan your prints, and images can be cropped, color corrected, and even restored. Shutterbug will return the originals with a digital copy of all your images, saved to a DVD or USB. Shutterbug is local and does all print scanning on site, so your originals never leave the store. No need for you to ship them off somewhere and cross your fingers they return to you. Through January 31st, Shutterbug is offering 20% off print scanning. Imagine having all those digitized vintage photos at your fingertips to use for gifts, birthdays, retirements, and family reunions. 20% off print scanning this month only. Shutterbug Camera Shop on Santa Rosa Avenue.
According to Manpower, the 10 most difficult positions to recruit for in the country are machinists, administrative assistants, teachers, management, IT, accounting and finance, drivers, engineers, salespeople, and skilled tradespeople. The great ones are out there, but chances are they're employed. Recruiting with radio allows you to talk directly to the people that are working, just like a headhunter, as well as to those who are looking. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. I look forward to meeting you.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Roanoke Park. This event is free, and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
Sonoma County. It's not just a place, it's a lifestyle.
The soundtrack for Sonoma County is
KZST.
to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the stars. Ooh yeah, I want it all. Got me feeling like I wanna be that guy. I wanna kiss your eyes. I wanna drink that smile. I wanna feel like I.
County's KZST. It is 7:56, 47 foggy degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams, and up next, a feature I call the Mishmash Minute, a hodgepodge of local information, tidbits that may impact you in some way. First off, NY Pi in Santa Rosa, which closed a few months ago, has been bought by two customers who plan to reopen the popular pizza shop. Doug Lyons and Freddie Pena hope to open in the next few months to serve up that East Coast-style pizza. NY Pi is located in downtown Santa Rosa at 4th and Brookwood. The new owners have been longtime customers. Also, today's ongoing Bucket Brigade blood drive takes place in Petaluma, out at the Fire District, and at the Elks Club, happening this afternoon. The event is a friendly competition between local fire departments to challenge people to donate blood. And the local guest list has been revealed for the First Lady's recent presidential fundraiser in Healdsburg. Among those in attendance, two members of the Healdsburg City Council, Evelyn Mitchell, Vice Mayor, and Ariel Kelly, plus other government officials, including the chair of the Sonoma County Democratic Party. Also at Jill Biden's event, local residents Chris Cotting and Kim Lloyd, the owner of Big John's Market.
I've been on. just a